Finally, mistake number 7, trying to appear perfect. I struggle with this one for a long time, and to a degree, I still do. I held the belief that if people were going to pay me large sums of money to be their mentor, they had to think that I had everything together and never ever made mistakes, let alone have a bad day. I kept a constant pressure on myself that led to a lot of stress and a lot of weight gain, which ironically pushed me away from my goals and farther from my idea of perfection. My friend, being a mentor does not mean you have to be perfect. In fact, I found that people relate more to mentors that openly admit their own imperfections because they realize that they're human and they give off a feeling that says, if I can do it, being so imperfect, then you absolutely can. A lot of people have this misconception in their mind that says, oh, I have to have so many results before I can be a mentor. My friend, you only have to be one step ahead of someone in a certain area in order to mentor them. Let me say that again. You only have to be one, how many? One step ahead of someone in one particular area in order to mentor them. I once had a mentoring client of mine come to me and he really wanted to establish his mentoring business. He kept saying, Eric, I don't see how this is possible. I don't see how I could possibly establish this business. I don't see why anybody would want to pay me because I'm broke. I mean, what on earth would someone pay me to be their mentor? I said, well, let me ask you this. How well do you know the people on your Facebook feed? He said, well, pretty good, actually. I said, what is it about those people in your Facebook feed that they would absolutely love to improve in their life? Now, he thought about it for a moment and he said, well, probably their relationships. I said, okay, tell me about how your relationship is with your wife. And he said, oh man, it's great. We've got a rockin' marriage. I said, perfect, perfect. Then you can mentor other people as far as relationships and marriage goes. And he looked at me funny like, well, wait a second, I thought I had to be well off in order to be a mentor. And I said, no, my friend, if you wanted to be a money mentor, then yes, it would probably help if you were kind of well off. But if you want to be a relationship mentor, all you have to do is know a thing or two about relationships in order to help a person. Now, it was interesting for me to meet with one of my current mentors for the very first time. I met with him in his home where I was invited to wait for him in his office. It was interesting because the first thing I noticed was that his office wasn't totally clean. There were papers on the floor, pens in places other than in the drawer where they belonged, and it was obvious that he had children that had been playing in there. I remember he then entered the room wearing jeans and a t-shirt. This was a drastic difference from my previous mentor, whom it would be difficult to ever see not wearing a suit and having his office immaculately clean and organized. What was interesting about this new mentor was that he completely owned his imperfections and didn't apologize for them. And you know what? I ended up paying him $100,000 to mentor me because I felt his authenticity. My friend, is it possible that you have been wearing a mask to hide your imperfections from your mentoring students? Is it possible that you have had emotional walls up to keep people from seeing the real you simply because you've been worried that if they find out you have a particular flaw, they won't want to be around you, let alone hire you? It could be possible that by doing so, you're actually pushing potential clients away because they feel that you're not genuine. Now, please let me clarify. I don't mean that you have to go announce to the world every imperfection that you have or every time you struggle with something. What I'm saying is turn your messes into messages. Own your imperfections and allow yourself to be relatable. You may just find that people start coming to you more and more for mentoring as they can finally connect with you better. My friend, please apply these principles into your life. The world is constantly needing more mentors to help uplift and empower the human race. You deserve to have all the success that you desire to create in your life. Allow these principles to save you time, money, energy, and a lot of headaches. If you want to take your mentoring business to an even higher level, you may consider registering for our Successful Mentor Program. Use the contact information on the back of this CD and give us a call. Let's see what we can do to help you reach the results you've always desired, and then turn around and help others do the same. Again, this is Eric Bailey, mentor, trainer, and CEO of Feel Well, Live Well. Thanks for listening, my friend. And remember, follow the advice and learn from someone who's made these mistakes. Save yourself time and energy and allow yourself to skyrocket your results.